Today, we're discussing a tips for success fearless habit that explains how to replace fear with joy.
Right.
And this whole idea comes from an article called The Joyful Pursuit.
It does, and it makes a really big point right away. The research suggests that fear is often just a set of bad habits.
Bad habits, not part of your personality.
Exactly. It messes with your thinking, your decisions. But the most important thing is, it's not who you are.
That's good to hear. We usually try to, you know, get away from fear or hide from it.
Mm-hmm.
But this discussion is all about replacing it.
That's it. It's not about fighting it head on. It's about swapping it out for something better.
Okay, so let's get into that. The article talks about these bad habits we use to handle fear. What does that actually look like?
Well, think about what you do when you're stressed or scared. Most of us try to escape, you know?
Yeah.
We want a quick fix.
Sure.
The article lists things like drinking alcohol, eating junk food, maybe shopping when you don't need to, or just staring at screens for hours.
Oh, I am definitely guilty of the screen thing.
So many of us are.
When I'm worried about something, I can just scroll through videos for, I don't know, an hour. And it feels good for a little bit. You sort of check out.
And that's the trap. It works in the moment. The fear fades for a bit.
But then it comes back.
It comes back, and usually it's stronger. And now you have other problems on top of it. You might feel guilty, or you didn't get enough sleep, you wasted money. It just creates long-term pain.
So your mind gets caught in this loop. You feel bad, you do the bad habit to feel better, but then that habit just makes you feel worse later on.
Right. It's a cycle that keeps you completely stuck.
So let's talk about the solution. The article calls it the fearless habit. It says we shouldn't try to fight the fear directly. We should use joy.
Yes. But not just any joy. It has to be what the article calls beneficial pleasure.
Beneficial pleasure. Okay, what does that mean in plain English?
It just means doing things that actually improve your life.
Mm.
Things like, you know, exercising, connecting with a friend, or making something new.
I see. So the harmful pleasure, like the junk food, that's the enemy.
Yes, but the good pleasure, that builds you up.
Exactly. When you do something good for yourself or for someone else, it brings this real genuine joy. And that joy sort of pushes the fear out.
Yeah.
And because it's a healthy action, there's no pain later.
There was a really great example in the article about this. It talked about feeling stressed at night. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Oh, it's very common. You're lying there worried about the next day.
Right.
The old way to handle it would be to, you know, grab a snack or watch videos until you finally fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
But this method says to do something active instead.
Like what, though?
Something simple. Stretch your body, tidy up the kitchen, maybe work on a project you actually care about for 10 minutes.
It sounds a bit like work. Does it really help?
It does. The result is that your mood changes very, very fast. You shift your focus from the worry to the action.
And the fear just fades.
It fades because you're doing something real. And the next day is easier because you actually got something done.
I like that. It feels like you're taking control back. Yes. It gives you power back over your life.
Yeah.
You're not just letting fear run the show anymore.
So if someone wants to try this, how do they start? Where do you even begin?
First thing is you need a list. Just sit down when you're calm and write down a list of positive actions.
What kind of things?
It could be anything. Fixing something in your house, learning a new skill online, calling a family member, helping a neighbor.
Okay, so I have my list. Then what?
Then, when the fear shows up, you don't wait. You don't think about it. You just pick one thing from that list and do it right away.
And if the fear is still there after that one thing,
you do another thing for the list. You just keep going until the fear gets smaller.
It really is that simple then. Action beats just waiting for the fear to go away.
That's the entire lesson. Fear loses its grip when you stop hiding from it and you start doing things that actually make you happy.
Thanks for listening.